brothers and sisters to increase your iman. Read the miracle, recite the Quran. Recite it every day and do read it loud. The verses of Quran are all Muslims' pride. This miracle was revealed over a long time span, sent from Allah to an angel, then to a man. That man was Muhammad, the best of creation.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to a new episode of Correct Your Citation. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa la'aqibatu lil muttaqeen. Wa la'udwana illa ala al-zalimeen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil mursaleen, Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Dear viewers everywhere, would like to welcome our guests here in the studio, Sheikh Ismail. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you for joining us. And Smir and Ammar and Muhammad Shindi. And by the way, Ammar is brother Khalil Ammar Amunet, right?
Yes.
Okay, confused with your dad. May Allah bless you all. Thank you for joining us. And inshallah, Azza Jal, we'll begin by listening to the recitation of from verse number 15 through the end of Surah Al-Fajr and also the entire Surah, Surah Al-Balad, by Sheikh Ismail, please.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فأما الإنسان إذا ما ابتلاه ربه فأكرمه ونعمه فيقول ربي أكرمن وأما إذا ما ابتلاه فقدر عليه رزقه فيقول ربي أهانن كلا بل لا تكرمون اليتيم ولا تحاضون على طعام المسكين وتأكلون التراث أكلا لما وتحبون المال حبا جما كلا إذا دكت الأرض دكا دكا وجاء ربك والملك صفا صفا وجيء يومئذ بجهنم يومئذ يتذكر الإنسان وأنى له الذكرى يقول يا ليتني قدمت لحياتي فيومئذ لا يعذب عذابه أحد ولا يوثق وثاقه أحد يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا أقسم بهذا البلد وأنت حل بهذا البلد ووالد وما ولد لقد خلقنا الإنسان في كبد أيحسب أن لن يقدر عليه أحد يقول أهلكت مالا لبدا أيحسب أن لم يره أحد ألم نجعل له عينين ولسانا وشفتين وهديناه النجدين فلاقتحم العقبة وما أدراك ما العقبة فك رقبة أو إطعام في يوم ذي مسغبة يتيما ذا مقربة أو مسكينا ذا متربة ثم كان من الذين آمنوا وتواصوا بالصبر وتواصوا بالمرحمة أولئك أصحاب الميمنة والذين كفروا بآياتنا هم أصحاب المشأمة عليهم نار مؤصدة.
جزاك الله خيرا. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Today inshallah we will live with the last segment of Surah Al-Fajr from verse number 21 through the end. I mean the tafsir of these verses. And I requested Sheikh Ismail to recite from verse number 15 because it is relating to the very first word that we will read today, which is Kalla, which means literally Nay. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is objecting to and condemning this evil trait and human nature of greed, which lead people to steal, to oppress others, and to deprive the orphans, the weak and the poor from their rights, and so forth. They keep themselves busy with one thing, accumulating and piling up wealth, whether from halal or haram. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, too bad. كلا ناي إذا دكت الأرض دكا دكا. Soon the earth will be ground to powder. How soon? How long can any person in today's life live? 100, 110, 120, 30 years? That's not much. But by the end, he will die. And similarly, everybody will die. And this entire worldly life shall come to an end. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, بُعِثْتُ أَنَا وَالسَّاعَةِ كَهَاتَيْنِ. The day of judgment is very, very near. And on that day, the earth will be ground to powder. And then, on the day of resurrection, the day of reckoning and accountability, وَجَاءَ رَبُّكَ then, وَالْمَلَكُ صَفًّا صَفًّا وَجَاءَ رَبُّكَ and your Lord will come. Will come for what? For the hisab, for the reckoning. Here is a question which is how and where? We don't know. He said, but he did not explain how will he come. In whichever way that he desires, in whichever way that it suits him. This is the belief of the mainstream of the ummah. وَالْمَلَكُ too, and the angels too will come, صَفًّا صَفًّا in rows, besieging and surrounding every creature that Allah created, particularly humans and the jinn, to gather them for the hisab, for the reckoning. وَجِيءَ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِجَهَنَّمْ and that day, that on the day of judgment, hell, the fire of hell, Jahannam, which is one of its names, An-Nar, Lada, Jahannam, As-Sa'ir, will be brought near to human beings and the jinn. So that those whose fate would be the far of hell could see it clearly. And the believers would thank Allah and praise Him for being saved from it. وَجِئَ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِجَهَنَّمْ In the hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, يُؤْتَى بِجَهَنَّمَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَلَهَا سَبْعُونَ أَلْفَ زِمَامٍ Jahannam or the fire of hell is not like any fire that any person have ever seen or dreamt of in this life. It will have 70,000 reins or chains. Each rein will be controlled by 70,000 angels to control the fire of hell. يَوْمَئِذٍ on that horrible day, يَتَذَكَّرُ الْإِنسَانِ وَأَنَّا لَهُ الذِّكْرَ Man will remember, but it will be too late. Remembrance will not avail him on earth today. In Surah Al-Mu'minun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said, حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَ أَحَدَهُمْ الْمَوْتُ قَالَ رَبِّ ارْجِعُونَ لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا فِيمَا تَرَكْتَ Whenever any of the criminals is due to die, and he experiences death rattle, and he sees the angel of death and his assistance of the angels of death, at that he will say, رَبِّ ارْجِعُونَ He will recognize that he has a Lord. And he was supposed to fulfill his duties towards his Lord. And he was supposed to be just, and he was supposed to believe. All of that will be seen and displayed before his very eyes as the time of death to increase his regret and his sorrow and grief. So at that time he will say, رَبِّي He will invoke and call on his real Lord. رَبِّ ارْجِعُونَ That will be said by every criminal, by every non-believer. My Lord, give me a respite. Give me an extension. Why? In order to do better. In order to do good. لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا فِي مَا تَرَكْتُ The answer as well, كَلَّا نَي That will not happen as well. Those who die shall not come back to life until it is a day of resurrection. On that day, the criminals will say, يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي قَدَّمْتُ لِحَيَاتِي One who did not really do good. One who is one of those whom they deprived the poor and the orphans from their rights. They were full of greed. They did not really care about piling up wealth from halal or haram. They did not believe in Allah. They did not recognize His rights in His wealth, in their wealth. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that one of them will say, رَبِّ ارْجِعُونَ One of them will say, يَا لَيْتَنِي قَدَّمْتُ لِحَيَاتِي I wish I have done good deeds for or towards what? Towards my life. What life? The real life. The real life. In fact, النَّاسُ أَمْوَاتُ أَوْ نِيَامُ فَإِذَا مَاتُوا انْتَبَهُوا This is what the Prophet, peace be upon him, said. People are asleep. People are absent-minded. Only when they die, they get up. When they die, they realize that this life is short and brief, this life is transient, and the actual life, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ The actual life is in the hereafter, not in this short and transient life. فَيَوْمَئِذٍ لَا يُعَذِّبُ عَذَابَهُ أَحَدٍ On that day, none will punish as he will punish. The pronoun he is referring to Allah, the Almighty. وَلَا يُوثِقُ وَثَاقَهُ أَحَدٍ And none will bind as he will bind. There is a call in the following ayah, verse number 27. يَا أَيَّتُهَا النَّفْسُ الْمُطْمَئِنَّةِ And this call will be presented in two different occasions. For every believer at the time of his or her death, the angels of death would call on the believing soul and say, يَا أَيَّتُهَا النَّفْسُ الْمُطْمَئِنَّةِ Come forward, come fast, come with ease. أَرْجِعِي إِلَىٰ رَبِّكِ رَاضِيَةً مَرْضِيَةً Come to your Lord, well-pleased yourself and well-pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the soul of the believer would come out of his body or her body at the time of death with ease, so easy, similar to the water flowing from the jug, no resistance. Willing to go, willing to be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a better place. While it would be totally the opposite in the case of the disbeliever. The second occasion, the call will be presented on the day of judgment to the believers at large. يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة, calling on all the believing souls to come forward, to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, well pleased and well pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the result? فَدُخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي. So enter amongst my servants. To where? Into my paradise. فَدُخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي, among my honored slaves and servants. وَدُخُلِي جَنَّتِي, and enter into my paradise. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us amongst those who will be called upon them at the time of death. يَا أَيَّتُهَا النَّفْسُ الْمُطْمَئِنَّةِ أرجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية فدخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي. And similarly on the day of judgment inshallah azza jal. But that, brothers and sisters, we're done with the tafsir of Surah Al-Fajr, and after the short break inshallah we resume with the new session of Tajweed of the Mudud, and until then stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Recite it every day and do read it loud.
لبيك اللهم لبيك,
لبيك اللهم لبيك,
لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك,
لا شريك لك لبيك,
إن الحمد
Story of Hajj.
This program is not about the rituals of Hajj, rather about the story that is behind each ritual of Hajj. The tawaf around the Kaaba has a story. The sacrifice has a story. The sa'i between Safa and Marwa has a story. The sacrifice of Ibrahim to his son has a story. Standing in the mountain of Arafah has a story. This program is not devoted only to those who are going to Hajj, also to those who are staying at home. Now, he is to call his father to Islam, to monotheism. Later on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanding Ibrahim alayhi salam to sacrifice his only son. Another test.
Join Imam Karim Abu Zaid in his program, Story of Hajj, as he takes us on a journey through the life of Ibrahim, peace be upon him, and teaches us the history behind each ritual of Hajj.
Huda, a light in every home.
The Spirit of Hajj. Join Sheikh Ma'in Kusa as he speaks about the true essence of Hajj, its meaning, and the wisdom behind its rituals.
Hajj, brothers and sisters, has great virtues which have been narrated to us by our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whoever performs Hajj for the sake of Allah and therein utters no evil nor commits any evil act would return from his Hajj as the day his mother gives birth to him. That is, he would return pure from sins as if he was just born. Al-Eid is even a larger gathering of Muslims in the same town.
All of these and more in the spirit of Hajj.
Huda, a light in every home.
Recite it every day and do read it loud.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back. In the beginning, let me remind you with our phone numbers for those who would like to join us live after we finish the presentation of the Tajweed. Area code 002-0238-555-248-249. Well, we're just talking about al-mad al-tabi'i, the natural mad, or al-mad al-asli, the original mad, and we listed several cases. And by analogy, we say there are certain types of mad, where the mad measure will only have two counts. In the previous episode, we spoke about مد الصلة الصغرى, the lesser connective مد or lengthening, and we explain its conditions for the ha to have the particular ha of the pronoun. And in today's episode, inshallah, we'll discuss the second type of مد, which would require two counts, similar to any مد الطبيعي, that is called مد العوض or the substitute lengthening. When we say the substitute, it means it is not always there. Rather, in regular conditions, the mad letter does not really exist. But there is one case, on one condition, which will make the mad letter appear. What case is it? It is a case of stopping at, or pausing at. So, if somebody is reciting continuously, there is no mad letter. It doesn't appear. But if you stop at that particular word, which normally ends with an alif and tanween, so in this case we'll say to the tanween, we'll suspend you for a little bit, because there will be an alif, so we'll read it as a mad, an alif maddiya, or a mad letter, in addition to the two counts of the mad. Now let's practice in order to be fully aware of what I just said. We have the example of عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا. You see this, Khalil? عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا. The word عَلِيمًا ended with what? With تنوين. The two zapar or the two fathas, correct? And since it's followed by ha, there is اظهار. And that's why we pronounce the تنوين clearly by saying عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا. You could hear the sound of the noon. What happens if we stop at the word عَلِيمًا, such as when we stop at the end of عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا, there is another تنوين. So we say عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا. What happened to the تنوين? We don't pronounce it. Why? Because we stopped. There is no sequence recitation. So when we stop, the تنوين will be replaced by the alif, which is already there in this case. And we will read the مد with two counts. The following example. In Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that Moses, peace be upon him, said to the children of Israel, اِهْبِطُوا مِصْرًا فَإِنَّ لَكُمْ مَا سَأَلْتُمْ. Right? So he said, اِهْبِطُوا مِصْرًا فَإِنَّ لَكُمْ. There is a tanween and there is ikhfa, because the tanween is followed by a letter fa. Great. What if I decide to stop, such as I just wrote it down here, اِحْبِطُوا مِصْرًا. Where is the تنوين? Obviously, I do not pronounce it. So it's an error. It's a very clear error to say اِحْبِطُوا مِصْرًا. We don't say اِحْبِطُوا مِصْرًا and we stop. You want to stop? What do you say, Samir?
اِحْبِطُوا مِصْرًا.
مِصْرًا. And you stretch it out a little bit because there is a mad. And that's why we said مد حركتين, or two counts. So المد, مد العوض, is substituting a lengthened alif for the تنوين of the two fathas when we stop at it. And that happens in two main cases. When the word has a تنوين with fatha, because we know that the تنوين comes in three different forms. تنوين with fatha, such as محمدًا, with kasra, Muhammadin, or with two dhammas, Muhammadun. So we're only dealing with the tanween with fatha. So in the sequence of recitation, we drop the substitute mad or the alif, and instead we pronounce the tanween if it is idhar. But if it is ikhfa or idgham, still the tanween will not be pronounced, and will apply the rules of idgham or ikhfa in addition to the ghunnah. Okay. We have another case when the word has a tanween with fatha, but the last letter is a hamza. We have many words. Du'a wa nida'a. These two words are similar to each other with regards to the ending. There is a hamza and tanween. So when I recite continuously, I say dua wa nida'a. I follow the rules of the tanween. It's followed by waw, idgham with gunnah. When I stop at it, I will cancel or I will substitute the tanween, and instead I will recite the alif al maddiyah. So I will say wa nida'a. There are two mads, mad muttasil, because the word ended up after the alif with a hamza. We'll deal with this later on in another episode. But after I recited the hamza, I added another alif to replace the tanween, which I suspended for a little bit because I stopped at it. So I want you to read Khalil, the two words, and each word you stop at it. What would you say?
Du'a'a.
Okay.
Wanida'a.
Okay. Next example, Muhammad.
Laysu sawa'a.
Great. Of course, I'm not really picking on the length of al-mad al-muttasil now. Rather, I'm only talking about mad al-iwad. So you just said it right, both of you, and the mad was lengthened two harakas.
Was-sama'a bina'a.
Okay? I'm really overdoing it in order to explain that there is a mad muttasil, then it is followed by mad al-iwad because we stopped at the hamza, so we will replace the tanween with the al-mad. Okay. Another case, the substituted alif of the shortened noun. In Arabic, there are certain nouns which we call them al-ismul maqsoor because it ends up with a ya. This ya, we do not really pronounce it as ya. Rather, we pronounce it as a shortened alif. So we call it al-alif al-maqsoora. There are many names like that. Look how we write down the word Musa. Mim, waw, sin, ya. Isa, ayn, ya, sin, ya. Even though we pronounce it as alif. That's called alif maqsoora. The word Huda, not Huda TV, Huda, which is guidance in Arabic, ends with the alif maqsoora. So if this word alif maqsoora, which has an alif maqsoora by the end and tanween, we stop at it, we apply the same mad, which is called maddul iwad, or the substitute mad. So we'll say, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Or if we look at the screen, we'll say, Huda, Huda, if we stop. But if we connect it back to plan A, which is the tanween, Huda lil-muttaqeen, Huda lil-muttaqeen. There is idgham, but without gunna, because the tanween is followed by the letter lam. Next example.
وَهُوَ عَلَيْهِمْ عَمَنْ أُولَٰئِكَ.
Right? I want to stop at the word عَمَى.
وَهُوَ عَلَيْهِمْ عَمَى.
Two counts. Okay? As said, مَدُّ الْعِوَد is clearly obvious in two cases. We mentioned one of them, and it is second case, which is the substituted alif of the non-stressed emphatic noon. What is the meaning of non-stressed noon? It's a noon, but without shadda. Okay? An emphatic in Arabic means noon al-tawkeed. It comes to confirm an action or a meaning. Right? So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Yusuf, when Imra'atu al-Aziz said, was saying,
وَلَيَكُونَنْ مِنَ الصَّاغِرِينَ لَيُسْجَنَنَّ وَلَيَكُونَنْ مِنَ الصَّاغِرِينَ.
The first word, لَيُسْجَنَنَّ, if Yusuf, Joseph, does not listen to me, comply with my command, if he does not allow me to have a relationship with him, then he shall be thrown in prison. And she was confirming her vow or promise or threat by several confirmations. By the lamb, لَيُسْجَنَنَّ, certainly he would be thrown in prison. And by the end, the noon, but that noon was stressed with the shaddah, confirming that certainly I will make sure that he will be thrown in prison.
وَلَيَكُونَ مِنَ الصَّاغِرِينَ.
Another confirmation, the noon by the end, but it doesn't have شدة. Rather there is a tanwin. So in this case, if we stop at it, we will replace the tanwin with the alif maddiya, مد العوض, substitute مد, and we will say ولا يكون. Well, normally we do not stop there. I'm just explaining. Last example is لنسفعا بالناصية. There is a tanwin, two fathas, right? And that meme is because the second, because the following letter is ba, so we convert the tanwin into إقلاء, into a meme because of the iqla. So there we say لنسفعن بالناصية. If we stop, Samir will say لنسفع. Now we have a phone call. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Abdul Salam from United Arab Emirates. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Inshallah, we're going to practice on Surah Al-Balad from beginning to end. Okay? So I would like to, if you'd like to join us, begin by reciting from the beginning of Surah Al-Balad and make sure that you mute your TV set, please.
Okay.
Go ahead. ووالدي عبد السلام. There are two كسرز, two زيرز beneath the word والد. So say ووالدي وما ولد. Great, mashallah. In the word كبد, you did the قلقلة because the دال which you stopped at it, the word كبد has سكون, and the دال is one of the five letters of قطب جد. So similarly, in every verse you cited from the beginning, it ended up with the letter دال, and you know that when you stop at it, you put سكون. So every verse that you cited, by the end there is a قلقلة. لا أقسم بهذا البلد, and the قاف two. وأنت حل بهذا البلد ووالد وما ولد. Okay, continue please, عبد السلام. أيحسب الإنسان is in سورة القيامة. Okay. That's okay. You fixed it. Okay, continue. Verse number 5. Who's on the line? Suhaib from Kuwait. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you?
Alhamdulillah.
Great. Go ahead and read from the beginning of Surah Al-Balad, please.
Okay. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا أقسم بهذا البلد وأنت حل بهذا البلد ووالد وما ولد لقد خلقنا الإنسان في كبد أيحسب أن لن يقدر عليه أحد يقول أهلكت مالا لبدا أيحسب أن لم يره أحد ألم نجعل له عينين ولسانا وشفتين وهديناه النجدين فلاقتحم العقبة وما أدراك ما العقبة فك رقبة أو إطعام في يوم ذي مسغبة يتيما ذا مقربة أو مسكينا ذا متربة ثم كان من الذين آمنوا وتواصوا بالصبر الصبر وتواصوا بالمرحمة أولئك أصحاب الميمنة والذين كفروا بآياتنا هم أصحاب المشأمة عليهم نار مؤصدة.
ما شاء الله صهيب، بارك الله فيك. Where are you from, Sohaib, originally?
I'm really from India.
India. How old are you?
I'm 11 years old.
Wonderful. May Allah bless you and your parents. Are you a hafiz?
No, I'm not a hafiz.
May Allah make you a hafiz, inshallah, and very soon you can do that in 2 years, inshallah.
Inshallah, make dua.
So, Sohaib, in verse number 14.
Verse number 14, yes.
Okay, look at it again. أَوْ إِطَعَامٌ فِي... I'm going to recite the wrong, then the right. فِي يَوْمٍ ذِي مَسْغَبًا.
Okay.
There is a kasra beneath the word yawmin. Two kasras, two zairs, right?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so what we do is we have to verify that this is a kasra or a zair by saying yawmin ذِي.
Yes.
In order to differentiate between it and the fathas. Beautiful. Right. May Allah bless you and your family. Thank you so much. Ali from the United Arab Emirates. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you? Alhamdulillah. Wonderful. Alhamdulillah. Shukla. After what I heard from Sohaib, I'm very pleased. Alhamdulillah. It can be better. MashaAllah. What do you think, Khalil? Great, isn't it? And before you recite, Ali, I have a word to say to Abdul Salam. I really like your citation, but one should not say, I messed up. We all make mistakes. We all make errors. And when I recite and make an error, you hear Sheikh Ismail is knocking on the desk. So everybody makes errors. If somebody gives up and says, you know what, I messed up. I ain't doing it anymore. That's wrong. This is exactly what the shaitan wants from you. And also the program or any halqa of tajweed is not designed in order to applaud your citation, whether you're right or wrong. Rather, the program or the halqa is in order to fix our citation, to be an excellent reciter by the leave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ali, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead and recite from the beginning of Surah Al-Balad again, please.
Okay, inshallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. La uqsimu bihadhal balad, wa anta hillum bihadhal balad, wa walidin wa ma walad. لقد خلقنا الإنسان في كبد أيحسب أن لن يقدر عليه أحد يقول أهلكت مالا لبدا أيحسب أن لم يره أحد ألم نجعل له عينين ولسانا وشفتين وهديناه النجدين فلقتحم العقبة وما أدراك ما العقبة فك ركبة أو عطعام في يوم ذي مصغبة.
Verse 14 again يا علي. Verse number 14 again.
Okay. أو عطعام في يوم ذي مصغبة.
So there is a hamza and a zair. أو إطعام. أو إطعام. We have to pronounce that hamza clearly and not to confuse it with the عين. Say أو إطعام. It's not really clear whether it's a hamza or a عين. Again.
أو إطعام في يوم ذي مصغبة يتيما ذا مقربة أو مسكينا ذا متربة ثم كان من الذين آمنوا وتواسوا بالصبر وتواسوا بالمرحمة أولئك أصحاب الميمنة والذين كفروا بآياتنا هم أصحاب المشأمة عليهم نار مؤصدة.
Thank you, Ali. جزاك الله خيرا. I want you to pay attention to the غنن. The length of the غنن is two counts. One, two. It's not just simply that there is a ghunnah or merging, but you have to pause at it for two counts. You say, يَتِيمًا ذَا مَقْرَبَةً أَوْ مِسْكِينًا ذَا مَتْرَبَةً أُمْ مُهِبَةً from Kuwait. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum as-salamu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you, sister? Alhamdulillah wa shukrullah. Surah Al-Balad again, please.
Inshallah, before I recite, I just want to ask you a question.
Sure.
In Surat Al Imran, the starting is not Lazim, isn't it? Alif Lam Mim, it starts with Alif Lam Mim, but on Mim there is a Fatha. I just want to know how to read this with the second ayat without making a waqf.
You said on the Mim there is a Fatha? There is no Fatha on the Mim. No, there is no Fatha on the Mim. That is called the Mad symbol. The Mad sign. Similar to the one which is on the Lam. So this is not called Zabar or Fatha. It's called Mad sign. So that you stretch it out, you say Mim. Six counts. And we'll speak about that inshallah in the future. Okay? So that's not a Zair or a Zabar or a Fatha. Okay. Surah Al-Balad, please.
Inshallah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. La uqsimu bihadhal balad wa anta hillun bihadhal balad. وَبَالِدٍ وَمَا بَلَدٍ لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنْسَانَ فِي كَبَدٍ أَيَحْسَبُ أَنْ يَقْدِرَ عَلَيْهِ أَحَدٍ يَقُولُ أَفْلَتُ مَالًا لُبَدًا أَيَحْسَبُ أَنْ لَمْ يَرَهُ أَحَدٍ أَلَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ عَيْنَيْنِ وَلِسَانًا وَشَفَتَيْنِ وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ فَلَقَدْتَحَمَ الْعَقَبَةَ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْعَقَبَةَ فَكُّ رَقَبَةٍ أو إطعام في يوم ذي مسغبة يتيما ذا مقربة أو مسكينا ذا مقربة
مات أرابة. That verse again, sister Umm Hiba. Can you repeat verse number 16 again, please? أو مسكينا. The meme is very thin, مخففه. Similarly is the ta. Only the ra is مفخمه. So we will say أو مسكينا ذا متربة متربة. مهبة.
Continue.
Thank you, Umm Hiba. Jazakum Allah khairan. Just in verse number 19, the word kafaru, the ra is mufakhama. Unfortunately, we are approaching the end of the episode, and there are some callers on the line. So please accept my apology. We will not be able to entertain your phone calls because I would like to listen to Khalil by the end of the episode, inshallah, before we wrap it up. Khalil. سورة البلد.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا أقسم بهذا البلد وأنت حل بهذا البلد ووالد وما ولد لقد خلقنا الإنسان في كبد أيحسب أن لن يقدر عليه أحد يقول أهلكت مالا لبدا أيحسب أن لم يروه أحد ألم نجعل له عينين ولسانا وشفتين وهديناه النجدين.
جزاك الله خيرا. شندي.
فلاقتحم العقبة وما أدراك ما العقبة فك رقبة أو إطعام في يوم ذي مسغبة يتيما ذا مقربة أو مسكينا ذا متربة ثم كان من الذين آمنوا وتواصوا بالصبر وتواصوا بالمرحمة أولئك أصحاب الميمنة والذين كفروا بآياتنا هم أصحاب المشأمة عليهم نار موصدة.
جزاكم الله خير. Brothers and sisters, by that we come to the end of this episode, and we thank you so much for joining us, and hopefully inshallah we'll arrange for more time for callers to recite and enjoy being with us, and we enjoy being with you inshallah azza jal. Hopefully we'll be able to do that beginning next episode. Until then, I leave you in peace. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Brothers and sisters, to increase your iman, read the miracle, recite the Quran, recite it every day and do read it loud. The verses of Quran are all Muslims' pride. This miracle was revealed over a long time span, sent from Allah to an angel, then to a man. That man was Muhammad, the best of creation. We were chosen to be part of his nation. He gave us a message, and that was Islam. So read this miracle, recite the Quran.